Neurofeedback is optimal. It's a game-changing experience for those who try and who use this regularly.
So what is neurofeedback?
It's a feedback that your brain gives to you.
Evelyn Goodberg, our expert in neurofeedback and cognitive training, is here today to guide us through the amazing world of neurofeedback.
Our brains are like computers, and at some point you'll have to clean the cookies, do stuff. If you don't do that, you're going to cause a terrible burden for your brain. That's why neurofeedback is definitely working.
Let's dive into why keeping our brains in balance matters for great leadership.
And I brain balanced myself as well over the years with neurofeedback, with meditation, with mindfulness for peak performance. We are in touch with a number of fitness clubs to apply neuroskiller in this case and see how their brain is automatically balancing.
Get ready to revolutionize your performance and leadership skills through the power of neurofeedback. So how does it exactly work?
Then what happens is that...
Welcome to the High Performance CEO Show. Evelyn Goodman, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you now virtually again. We had a couple of on-site meetings in Berlin and a couple of workshops. So now we dive right into the interview and we talk about neurofeedback. And I mean, feedback is a very important topic. I mean, as I said, feedback is the breakfast for champions. But what does it mean in terms of brains and in terms of our cognitive ability? What is neurofeedback?
Well, it just goes without saying, it's a feedback that your brain gives to you, to the brain owner, so that he or she can see how my brain is reacting in certain situations, right? It's a game-changing experience for those who try and who use this regularly, namely then they know, okay, when I'm unplugged in a meeting situation, but we plug them in for those situations that raise their high beta brain waves, in the stress brain waves. So, I mean, we train executives here who have got really stage fright problems, right? So that, you know, they say, well, you know, 200 people around the world is taking a look at me right now online, and it's an internationally operating company, for instance. And then says, well, I mean, I know top managers who regularly take a shot and beta blocker before such events.
What do you mean by a shot? A shot of
a shot liquid? Of something, a whiskey, or I don't know what, depending on the rakı, or ouzo.
You know what always gets me when I travel, and for example, I take an early flight and walk around the airport, and there are people in business suits sitting there drinking beer.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
6 or 7 in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know those managers. I flew around the world with them, and they say it's somewhere 1800, anywhere around the world, so it's allowed to drink.
Exactly, yeah.
I once told them, I said, I wouldn't drink anything before 1800, and then they said, well, you know, it's 1800.
We are global around travelers.
The world. You know, certainly alcohol and to live like this is not a good idea. I personally did it myself from 2013 to 2020, nonstop, traveling between Asia Pacific, and we had an office in Shanghai and Europe, and this nonstop flight, changing time zones, does something certainly with you. I mean, those who just travel in different time zones would confirm this. Neurofeedback is optimal for jet lags too, right? So that's why even, you know, having a simple device to train yourself, but you have to just know how to train because humankind is also very demanding meanwhile. Mm-hmm. So we just do things twice and then we just say, oh, I did it. I mastered it. I don't want to do it anymore. So, and this is also another thing we have to work on. So, you know, this is AI is just around the world and everybody's probably thinking, what's my role in this whole thing? I think this is our role to mix data with our emotions and create a different kind of productivity and integrity to the world than we have so far. And all these, and I balanced, brain balanced myself as well over the years in these jet lag years with neurofeedback, with meditation, with mindfulness. Right? So these are all very important aspects for peak performance for those who would like to focus better. We all need this, or who'd like to have a brain that is in ease.
In ease. Okay. So how does it exactly work? So I come to your office and I say, hey, Evelyn, I'd like to have some neurofeedback. What is the process?
usually, you know, we don't have clients as such that they just come and they say, well, you know, how does it work? Usually we work with the companies. However, mm-hmm. when an executive like yourself then say, well, I'd like to know, then the process is that we just do a sort of check first, a test session to just find out what part of your brain is dominant.
So and the left or the right.
Exactly.
Sorry to interrupt you, but not everyone is aware of the left and the right brain. What does it mean? What are the functions?
We've got a cockpit here. So you and me, everybody have got this very organ. And usually the cliche is that, you know, that left-right brain is, for many scientists, is just not enough, right? So mm-hmm. because we know that brain doesn't only work with left-right brain concept, it also has got networks installed, visual network, auditory network, et cetera, et cetera. So however, we know that as well, that both of the hemispheres, that's why they are separated from each other, they have different functions. Our right hemisphere works like a holistic processor, where mm-hmm. our left hemisphere works like a serial linear processor. So our left hemisphere tends to categorize things, tends to compare itself with others, and then says, well, you know, Sebastian is doing this, why am I not doing that, etc. So, and, oh, Sebastian is driving that car, why am I not driving that car, and so on. So there's all these comparisons yeah. with the others, etc. The world of fear, because our left hemisphere lives in the past and future, because it's intellectual. Our right hemisphere is this holistic part that curiously watching the actions of the left hemisphere, and usually in the peak performance area in the CEO world, we've got really brainy people. So their left hemisphere is linearly working all the time, strategically thinking about the company's future, thinking about the company's past and analyzing things, etc. So you're, all of our brains, who makes decisions, they trained already their brain to at its best for left hemisphere. So that's why the idea of in the last years, the mindfulness, yoga classes, mental health, is just trying to balance all these concepts, try to balance and actually address the right hemisphere.
Which is often underdeveloped.
It's not underdeveloped, but understimulated. And we know that today it's always a good idea, or it's a good idea to take a break at lunchtime, use Pomodoro principle for concentrating, 25 minutes concentration, 5 minutes break, do something else, and then go out again, etc. So we had to try out new concepts. And all these openness, etc. So brain balancing work with EEG devices, it's totally non-invasive. So what happens then? We certainly, in the first session, explain you, you know, Sebastian, look, this is your brain and it works like this. So after giving an information to the executive about the brain, the neurological basics, then we certainly try to understand what brain part is dominant. This is done by putting electrodes on the non-invasive at all. So you don't get mm-hmm. electroshocks, or you don't, you know, I don't delete any thoughts from your brain. Don't get me wrong.
There are often these unknown people who are putting out seizures that brains will be manipulated, or there's electricity flying around.
No, not at all. It's only a feedback. Yeah.
It's a one-way system.
Exactly. It's a training. Mm. And there are some programs, there are some biofeedback devices or so mm-hmm. that you get 5 microsiemens mm-hmm. impulse. Right? Yeah. But this is what we don't do. I mean, it's in biofeedback, there are possibilities mm-hmm. as such. However, in neurofeedback, you don't get any impulses at all. It's just the output. And then how does my brain learn, Evelyn? Well, there are certain programs. You can either work on a computer and then, for instance, lift a Buddha when you concentrate it, or when you're really relaxed and the Buddha is happy and then he lifts up. And when you drop concentration or drop relaxness, get panic again, or your phone rings and, you know, what happens to you, you see, then, you know, Buddha falls down. I am not a fan of this kind of, you know, it's a part mm-hmm. of our training. You can work on a computer when you're lying down, but unfortunately, that's not only neurofeedback. Feedback is also audio feedback, because audio network is also very important mm-hmm. for the people who cannot read very fast. And, you know, many executives report this. They say, well, you know, I cannot read so long anymore. I cannot concentrate myself anymore. After I read a page on the second page, I don't know what I read anymore. etc. All these attention span get increased by audio feedback. This is my experience so far. So that's why we use very good speakers to give the executive feedback about when his brain overreacts to a certain situation, right? So we play with them associative cards, then we show them certain cards, I don't know, a cat, then it says, I'm happy, and a cow, milk, and so on. So what they associate with, and we see when we get the speed higher, you know, we just drop the cards really, really fast, and they overreact to certain situations, get feedback from audio feedback, bing, 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 bing. Then what happens is that I just say, don't forget breathing, for instance, and he learns to regulate himself because he gets feedback when his brain overreacts or underreacts to certain situations. It's not only about overreacting, it's also underreacting. When you're very unempathetic about a situation or about a person, then you also get audio feedback that you were not very empathetic about that situation, et cetera, et cetera. So, and that's a life-changing experience for anyone, and especially for leaders. You did it yourself, for instance, for the person who eats feedback for breakfast. So, you know, it's a life-changing experience that you know your own brain and how it reacts in certain situations. So people come to me like this, I say all the time, And then they
get it's very hard to,
This is to give you a metaphoric idea, you know, what happens then in a neurofeedback session.
So basically putting it back together how it belongs.
Correct.
To say it in easy words. So you also teach them activities they can do in their daily life to get focused, to stimulate.
Certainly, the booklet, and every individual is different, right? So there is no one size fit for everyone. So that's why in the booklet, we should say, Sebastian, you better do these and these exercises, but Andy, you do this and that exercises, etc. So this is given. We try to install it soon so that every 5 sessions to give a report to the client in writing about their achievements. Because I've been thinking about it as well, thanks to your seminars, inputs, and concepts. So like we are crying out loud to just tell everyone, don't be afraid of AI and how can we use it? So this is how we are going to install AI to our business, basically, to get the executives know every 5 sessions about their achievements.
Yeah, send them an automated, not fully automated, but I always say AI is an assistant.
I am the expert, or we are the expert.
Exactly,
we
are the expert.
Tell, look, Sebastian did this and this as achievements, and then he just puts it in an easy formulated format because he won't understand when I just tell him, like, you know, his high beta went down from 26 hertz to 24 hertz or et cetera. He won't know with that information. However, when we just put it into an understandable language for the clients, then they can work with it week in, week out. And this is what we are, you know, about to do at the moment.
So you also developed a patent around this whole process.
We did.
Share some background. I mean, you are basically an inventor.
Yeah, I am. And we developed a hardware for, you know, using sonic technology to balance our brain. We're breaking it down to data right now so that it's visible. First of all, yes, patented term training is called neuroskilling. We skill the executives or individuals' skills, cognitive and emotional skills, and his learning skills. These three skills are very important in the next years to come. So how you learn, how you regulate your emotions, and how you process information. And our aim is to boost the individual in all these three channels.
Which is very important. I mean, we live in a world which is constantly overstimulated. I mean, we are constantly overstimulated by news, by external input. People are stressed. You hear this burnout often, especially in corporates. And it's a real pain point you're solving with your service.
Yeah, indeed. And neuroskilling includes, depending on the individual, not only neurofeedback, a certain individual exercises. Mm-hmm. For Sebastian, I create a 10-step upskilling program for you where you do with your trainer in a session over here, but you can also do it at home. And well, this is how we should support our clients, right? So this 10-step is first relaxing, putting you on a hardware 3D plate that we just, you know, balance the sympathicus parasympathicus or the vagus nerve. And afterwards, we go ahead with the cognitive exercises. We go to another hardware named neuromuscular sonic technology so that once we realize what brain part is dominant, then we can also use outsider stimuli, namely sonic stimuli, smell, taste, right? All these organs or all these stimuli are directly connected and processed by the Brodmann areas, left and right. Our left hemisphere's Brodmann area 44, 45 understands the language. And I just tell you, Sebastian, take this, right? That your left hemisphere would understand, oh yeah, I should take this. However, your right hemisphere, your left hemisphere would understand the language, or your right hemisphere would just say, wait a minute, you know, what kind of tone is that? She's probably giving me something poisonous that I shouldn't be taking a look at. Right? So, Sebastian, take this. So, yeah, sounds like mean sound so that your brain is able to analyze this and say, well, I better don't do that. And that's why every Brodmann area is processing certain information, left hemisphere, the raw data of the language, but right hemisphere, in this case, the how do we mean it, nonverbal communication. So if somebody is very unempathetic, which I also have headed in my career, right? So there are some managers that are so really dull, so pragmatic, and then you start stimulating their right hemisphere so that they get, first step is that they get empathetic managers, and then the next step is the compassionate managers. Right? Or leaders. So because empathy was yesterday, I say all the time now, if, you know, compassion is asked and we try to understand or we try to increase the compassionate managers.
So basically every organization should have a device and a trainer.
Well, this is what we are planning to do. Our vision is basically, and there are a handful of companies who dare, right? Thank God. And I'm sure there's going to be more. I'm just waiting and seeing that the company is also just, you know, especially German speaking world, that they just put their fears aside. But indeed, there are some innovative companies, and I can see a brain room or neuroskilling room in every company because they have enough space for playing football. Yeah. They've got enough space for fancy sofas where nobody actually rests there. So, and maybe for that space, they can organize a room where they can just stand on a neuroskiller, brain boost themselves before a harsh meeting, and then move on. Certainly, is it all, you know, do we go there? Will somebody as well, you know, go and do it? You need compassionate and, you know, trainers and leaders who are going to assist this individual certainly along the way.
But it sounds like an amazing, amazing vision of the future.
Do you go to a fitness club?
Yeah, exactly. So we should also go to a brain fitness club.
Exactly. We are in touch with a number of fitness clubs now to apply the neuroskiller in this case so that they can just put, they can stand and do some balance exercises on the neuroskiller and see how their brain is automatically balancing. So 10-minute act and you're new.
Hey, very, very interesting. I think you're onto something really important. And I can only recommend getting in touch with you and checking out a neurofeedback session and maybe putting this into the budget for the next years to build an upskilling room in the organization to do something good for the team and the employees.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Evelyn. It's a pleasure speaking with you and learning about the left and the right part of the brain. I mean, it all starts with awareness, you know, knowing and understanding the impact things have on us, you know, the impact, the watching too much TV, being too stressed, not being focused. I mean, this all has an impact on our brain, and there are things, all the little things we can do to help us being more focused. And
exactly. Our brains are like computers. A brand new computer has no collected cookies, but at some point with an old computer, you'll have to clean the cookies, do stuff, cleaning work in the background. So it is. If you don't do that, you're going to cause a terrible burden for your brain, and that's going to cause a lot of trouble and frustration for you. So that's why neurofeedback is definitely working.
I have a software which is called Clean My Mac, and we should also have something like Clean My Brain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, some clients also come as well then after, you know, the regular clients, and then they come every half a year and say, well, I need an update, you know, so this is our wording. Meanwhile, they say, well, I need an update. Can I come by? Yeah, you're welcome.
Great. Thanks a lot, Evelyn, and have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank you. Same to you, Sebastian. Bye-bye.
Hey, I'd like to make a quick announcement. I've got something exciting to share. As a listener of the High Performance CEO Show, you are already part of a community that values growth, excellence, and pushing boundaries. I created the High Performance CEO Hub, which is a free community where you can connect with me and other listeners, get behind-the-scenes insights, learn how to improve performance and efficiency, and find accountability partners to grow together. Go to www.thehighperformanceceohub.com and join us today. It's free, it's valuable, and it's waiting for you.